it's a landmark.
Right now you may not understand,
but brother, no other moment than this is gonna define ya.
Point being,
welcome to China.
Coco here with my man Core Element.
What up, party people?
And welcome to our third try at episode 9 of Welcome to China, Beijing's finest podcast. As far as I know, kind of really the only one.
Probably, only decent one.
We have a little theme going in our first two songs today. So all I'm going to kind of say is if anybody can email us and tell us what these two songs have in common, we'll buy them some drinks.
Buy them some drinks.
People like to drink, right?
Yeah.
I know
I do.
Went to your house, walked up the stairs. I opened your door without ringing the bell. I walked down the hall into your room where I could smell you, and I shouldn't be here without permission. I shouldn't be here. Would you forgive me, love, if I dance in your shower? Would you forgive me, love, if I laid in your bed? Would you forgive me, love, if I stay all afternoon? I took off my clothes, put on your robe, and through your drawers, and I found your cologne. Went down to the den, found your CDs, and I played your Johnny. And I shouldn't stay long. You might be home soon. I shouldn't stay long. Would you forgive me, love?
Would you forgive me?
If I dance in your shower,
this
would you forgive
me,
love?
The first time I heard it.
If I laid in your bed, would you forgive me, love? If I stay all afternoon, I burn your incense. I ran a bath. I noticed a letter that sat on your desk. It said, "Hello, love. I love you so, love. Meet me at midnight." And no, it wasn't my writing. I better go soon. It wasn't my writing. So forgive me, love, if I cry in your shower. So forgive me, love, for the salt in your bed. So forgive me, love, if I cry all afternoon.
Awesome song, awesome song. Where exactly is Alanis Morissette from?
Canada.
Canada.
But I do not know where in Canada.
I gotta say, she's an impressive singer.
Since that was your selection, I have a question. In the song, Alanis Morissette asks, would you forgive me if I went downstairs and played your Johnny? What Johnny do you think she's talking about?
She's talking about Johnny Gill.
Johnny Gill?
Of course.
Why?
Because.
Did she say that?
No, she didn't. So it's a song. It's open to interpretation.
Right. Your interpretation is Johnny Gill.
Yeah, she likes Johnny Gill.
I was thinking Johnny Cash.
Could have been Johnny Mathis.
It could have been.
Yeah, who knows? But, you know, I'm saying it's about my world. And in my world, she's talking about Johnny Gill. He's an ill singer.
Do you have any Johnny Gill on your playlist right now?
On my playlist right now?
Yes.
I only have My Music on my playlist.
I don't know if that's just cool or cocky.
Look.
Or coolly cocky.
I'm not conceited. I'm just convinced.
I heard that.
You guys can footnote that anytime you want. You know what I'm saying? It's
nice.
Cool.
So next week, Christmas has come.
Christmas. Yay.
It's 1 week and 1 day away. Our next show will be on Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve. What are we going to be talking about?
We're going to be talking about whatever we want to, because that's our Christmas present to ourselves.
Nice. Nice.
Thus far, this is your fifth Christmas in China?
This is my fourth.
Fourth Christmas in China. Mm. What is your what are your thoughts on Christmas in China? Because there's Christmas in China, believe it or not.
There is Christmas in China. My thoughts on Christmas in China. It's still kind of lacking, you know. Doesn't have the festive feeling of home. I mean, my man just came back from the States. His name is Jace. Yeah, shout out to Jace. What up, dog? And he was like, it just felt like Christmas back home. You know what I mean? Like, here it doesn't. Here it feels like, I know a couple of my friends are having Christmas dinners and I'm going and whatnot, but still lacking.
Right. To me, it feels like a Sears and Roebuck Christmas.
I wish I could say that, but
there's a lot of the polish of Christmas, a lot of the look of every store I go into has a Christmas tree.
Yeah, but the presents under it are empty. You know this one. You know, like when I'm home, I feel like if I grab a present under a tree in Sears, it just might have a present in it.
Really?
Yeah.
If anybody back in the States wants to test this theorem for us, please go to your local Sears, Kaufman's, Dillard's, any
Best
big
Buy
store you can think of.
Whatever. Oh, go Best Buy tree. Is closed, actually.
Did they?
I think that's what I heard. Or at least they filed for bankruptcy. Definitely did the Chapter 11.
Well, because I heard they were opening up new Best Buy stores in China.
Or was it Circuit City?
No, Circuit City's done.
Yeah, it was Circuit City. Sorry. It was Circuit City.
Best Buy, however, you can go in there, go under the tree, jack one of those presents, open it up like a kid on Christmas Day right in the middle of the aisle, and see if there's anything inside for us.
I'm wondering. I mean, I've actually tested the theory before, and when I got home, I was really pissed off that it was empty. But
shout out to our listener in Ireland, whoever you may be. Tell us if the same is true in an Irish Christmas store.
Do they have Christmas in Ireland?
Of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they?
Because they got leprechauns and rainbows.
And leprechauns and rainbows are anti-Christmas.
Well, no, but you don't see them sitting next to the reindeer pulling the sled, do you?
Hell no, they're hibernating.
Exactly.
Leprechauns are smart.
Exactly, so they don't celebrate Christmas.
The leprechauns don't, but the Irish do.
Okay.
They're Catholic and Protestant.
Yeah, inform us, Irish people.
Yes, we were stumbled upon this week. Nice. Do you know the website Stumble Upon?
No.
There's like Dig and these other websites where you can flag sites for other people and then they can go to them at their convenience.
Nice.
There's one called Stumble Upon that randomly picks a web page off the internet and puts you there. You get a little button in your browser that says Stumble. You click the button and you randomly go to a web page.
That's pretty interesting.
And we got stumbled upon by someone in Ireland, and they have downloaded.
Awesome. Shout out to you, our Ireland friend.
So if they come back second week, maybe they can give us some information about the Irish Christmas.
Word. And we will read your comment on the air next week.
Yes, we will.
Word. All right.
So your first Christmas in China, what was your reaction to your first Christmas in China?
I don't even remember it, dude. I
was taken aback. My students overburdened me with presents. all kinds of crazy little knickknacks and wall hangings and cards and photo albums and all these weird things. A lot of them I took home and gave to my... They gave me this drummer thing, Chinese little boy, that I gave to my grandmother as a present.
That's sweet of you.
So it kind of felt like Christmas. But at the same time, there wasn't that togetherness sentiment. It was more just, hey, this is your holiday, here's a present for you.
Well, at the same time, you know I was raised Jewish.
Right.
Right, so, you know, like, what exactly is Christmas to me? I now I'm realizing our versions of Christmas aren't the same because I didn't have Christmas, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I always had a non-secular Christmas.
Yeah, with a Christmas tree.
There was a tree.
Yeah, there was no tree at my home.
But there was a tree not in the traditional Christian sense. It was more in the pagan sense. There was a tree because there's always been a Yule tree. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yule trees are good.
Yes.
I have a tree now, you know. And, you know,
yes, there is a tree listening. In the kitchen. Or in the dining room right now.
Not in the kitchen.
In the dining room. And there is a menorah.
But if there was a kitchen in the house, that would be a fire hazard. So do not put your kitchen...
You know, if there was a tree in the kitchen, that would be a fire hazard.
Yeah, dang, that could have gone down well, but no, it was a completely off...
If there's a kitchen in your house, count yourself luckier than a good 5% of the world.
Isn't it like 90?
Kitchen? Mm. No, most people have room for a kitchen. That's like,
so you're
it's not a separate, not necessarily a separate room, but there's a cooking area in most homes.
Okay, but are you talking about a little fire pot burner that somebody could have sitting on the floor too? Is that a kitchen? Because
if that's your kitchen,
nah, that's not a definition of a kitchen. The kitchen is a separate room.
Okay, because in China, I don't feel like we have a real kitchen.
Yeah, but it's a room.
It is a room.
Stoves, a sink.
It doesn't have an oven.
Fridge. Right, but Chinese people don't use that.
And it only has two burners.
One burner can suffice for a kitchen.
So why can't one burner... okay.
A refrigerator. Right. If you don't have a refrigerator in your kitchen room, then, well, that's still a kitchen.
I was going to say, because when I worked at the medical university, my refrigerator was in my entrance hall. Because my kitchen had my washing machine.
Okay, if you don't have a refrigerator.
Okay.
And it's not an actual
room. Can a dorm room have a kitchen area? If you have like a mini fridge and a burner on a desk that's only used for food, you put food inside the drawers, so it's like a little pantry.
That's a good question, and I would have to say yes. For that, to that question, I would have to say yes, because I'm going by developed nation standards.
Here's our second song. How does this tie into our first song? I don't know.
It's all by myself. No one was looking. I was thinking of you. Oh yeah, did I mention I was all by myself? All by myself. All by myself. All by myself. Went to your house, but no one was there. I went in your room. I was all by myself. such wonderful times when I'm all by myself. All by myself.
Okay, let me just clarify. The answer is not that both of the singers talk about breaking into a lover's home.
Okay.
That is not what they... Although they do have that in common. I only just realized that when I was listening to the song.
At one point, I thought it was a cover of the other song.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that was Green Day.
I went to your house.
Yes. That was Green Day. Off of, I believe that was on Dookie, which is a wonderful name for an album. So, what are your plans? You said you're going out for Christmas dinner?
Yes, at the Moisha House, there will be a dinner tonight. So I actually, after the podcast, I'm going to head over there. It's potluck.
Nice. What are you taking?
That's a very valid question. I haven't figured that one out yet.
You should think about that.
I was thinking going to Subway and getting like one of the big subs. Maybe.
It takes them a minute to make that.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll work this out as we go along.
Yeah, you usually have to pre-order those subs. Like the 3-foot party subs?
Yeah.
You have to pre-order those normally. Because baking the bread is special.
All right.
I used to manage a Subway. You know why?
I'll work it out as I go along.
Best reason to manage a Subway? Free subs every night. Best reason to manage a Papa John's? Free pizza every night.
Awesome.
Always had a job in a restaurant, even when I did other work. Because
free food.
That's the best food.
Got it. Free food is important.
Honestly, my first year in China, I spent a good 60% of my paychecks on food.
I still do, actually.
Because I ate like a king. And it was delicious.
Awesome.
Ate at almost every restaurant I could find in Taiyuan. So if anybody's ever in Taiyuan and needs some suggestions on where to go for good food, I'm sure I can help them out.
What about Beijing? Where's the good food in Beijing?
In Beijing, depends on what you like. So far, my favorites are Tex-Mex. I do like Luga's. They have a slammin' steak burrito.
What about that other place, the Cantina? Is that what it's called?
I don't know the Cantina. The Saddle?
The Saddle, yeah.
I'm not allowed in the Saddle, so fuck the Saddle.
All right, fuck the Saddle.
When I'm allowed back in, I'll give you a proper description of their food. And
does this occur often for you where you are not allowed in places?
No, actually, this is one of the first times this has ever happened.
In China?
In China, this is the first time. And it's all because of a miscommunication problem is all I'm going to say.
All right, leave it at that. That's cool. No miscommunication problems talking about here.
I'm trying to be a nice guy. So, nice. But there's also a Pete's Tex-Mex. It's pretty good.
Actually, I have been to the Saddle, and I will say I don't particularly like the food there. Usually when I've gotten there, like one time I had a beef burrito or something, and the beef had the consistency of tuna fish, fresh out the can.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the best way I could put it, but harder.
I didn't like their margaritas the one time I went there. I thought their margaritas were a little...
watered down?
Lackluster was the word I was going to use, but watered down works.
All right. And luster is important.
It is. Especially in a margarita. That's a shiny drink. They should polish that before they give it to you. But they were giving it to us in, what, like plastic cups? Margarita in a plastic cup sounds like a Jimmy Buffett song.
Wow.
There's a microphone in front of you.
There is a microphone in front of me.
Wonderful. I'm glad you found it. Anyway, last words about Christmas. Do you think there's a future for Christmas in China?
A future for Christmas in China? I would have to say no. Yes. No. I changed my mind. I'm going to change my answer there. I'm going to say yes, there is a very large future for China.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer. Did I win the $1 million prize?
I believe you should, because I agree.
Awesome.
I think that...
No. Pay up first.
Put it on my tab.
All right.
I think that the Chinese people will accept Christmas as a non-secular holiday. Like my family, Christmas is a period of getting together.
Yeah.
It's similar. It'll be a smaller Chinese New Year for them.
It might take like 20 years, but they're gonna catch on. Definitely because of the marketing aspect of getting people to buy presents and this time of year.
And the pageantry of it.
Huh? Huh? What's that?
That is you getting to the core.
That is getting to the core. That is correct. It is time to get to the core.
And normally, this time of the show, we would go to answers.yahoo.com. But today, I have a special question.
What's that one, Coco?
Mr. Core Element.
Yeah, Coco.
Tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
Well, I would like peace on earth.
What about goodwill to men? Or goodwill towards men, as the case may be.
And no economic depression.
I just sucked my teeth again. Sorry, Julie.
Yes, that's what I want. I want peace on earth and no economic depression. Actually, I want an economic aggression. That's what I want.
Be aggressive.
Be aggressive.
What's
hey,
that?
Be aggressive.
Be
aggressive.
And that is our command to Commander Obama.
Yeah, Obama, he's doing a good job. Yay.
He's working on it.
He's spending a lot of money.
He is.
And hopefully it's on the right things, because we're still in Iraq, still in Afghanistan, still like, what's going on here?
Right. And didn't you tell me today that you found out 5 or 6 countries have went bankrupt?
Are in the process. One of which is
Dubai.
You've seen what they've been building there, dude. They're building the world in Dubai.
Yes.
Why?
I want to buy Ohio.
You want to buy Ohio?
Yes. On their little map of the world that they built in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah.
I want to find the plot of land that is Ohio and buy it.
Why?
Why not?
All right. Why not? And our last song of the day.
Weird Al Yankovic. From a request. For the listener, play more Weird Al.
All right.
We did get our first email.
Put down the chainsaw and listen to me. It's time for us to join in the fight. It's time to let your babies grow up to be cowboys. It's time to let the bedbugs fight. You better put all your eggs in one basket. You better cut your chickens before they hatch. You better sell some wine before it's time. You better find yourself an itch to scratch. You better squeeze all the charmin' you can when Mr. Whipple's not around. Stick your head in the microwave and get yourself a tan. Ship. You can eat a bunch of sushi, then forget to leave a tip. Dare to be stupid.
And this is a cover of what song?
It's not. This is an original. Shout out to Denise and Charlie for listening to us every Friday morning.
It's a landmark.
Right now you may not have
we'll have a weird
but problem at the moment, then this is gonna define ya.
Point being,
welcome to China.